Paul started smoking skunk, one of the most potent strains of cannabis, 4 years ago, at the age of 15. After a year, he started to have strange experiences.
At first, when I heard the voices, I thought it was God talking to me, and I had delusions about God, and they were causing me to believe that I was Jesus, and that I'd rise to heaven and things if I took it. I first started hearing them when I was on skunk, and then they began to just start happening in normal everyday life as well.
At first, Paul's parents were confused by his behaviour.
It was a gradual change which we didn't really recognise for what it was at the time.
So there were things like staring very intently at members of the family, other people, weren't there? Mm-hmm. Laughing to himself when there was nothing to laugh about. And some strange sort of body posturing sometimes, sort of strange, it's quite hard to describe, but some strange sort of gestures and posturing.
Almost boxing at times, wasn't it?
Yes, quite peculiar, really. Yeah.
After that, Paul's behaviour changed rapidly, as over time, 12 separate voices appeared and gave him instructions.
They used to tell me to throw things away, like I threw away all my CD collection. They were saying that I should bring down the downfall of, like, the music industry by, like, throwing CDs away. Other people would follow through some sort of mind link or something.
Sometimes the voices would speak to Paul through the radio or television.
From programmes like Coronation Street, the characters would say to clean things.
Cleaning products. I had to buy a lot of cleaning products. And they had to be matching in every room of the house, matching colours. He got quite distressed if they weren't the same colours.